I sometimes get asked how I started my podcast and why Anchor FM. I did extensive research, and Anchor is great for newbies like myself. They provide good support, and it is easy to use. The cost, you can't beat it. If you're starting, you can start for free. And this is another reason I chose Anchor FM. Is faithfulness overrated? Let me start by defining fidelity or faithfulness. According to Wikipedia, it says fidelity is a quality of faithfulness or loyalty. Its original meaning regarded to duty in the broadest sense, then it related to a broader sense like faithfulness. Both of these words derive from the Latin word fidelis, meaning faithful or loyal. The dictionary defines fidelity as faithfulness to a person, a cause, or belief demonstrated by continuing loyalty and support, such as sexual faithfulness to a spouse or partner. This brings me to the question, is faithfulness overrated in today's society? People say that to a greater or lesser extent, unfaithfulness has always occurred among couples. And if you extend it to other areas like religion or causes, that people have definitely been unfaithful. Some people say that people are not meant to be faithful, that marriages or coupling that forces people to be faithful are bound to fail when it comes to being faithful. So I fast forward to today's world and today's worlds and views, where there are so many choices in so many societies. Is there room for fidelity? But what about all those stories of love and people who only want to be with each other forever and ever more? I don't know, but maybe I'm out of step. Maybe I'm a product of too many ideals of what love should and shouldn't be. For me, being faithful is part of the relationship, and this should go both ways. I believe a person's feelings and emotions should connect with their actions. So people look at other people, and they will look when they see someone that attracts them. I think for sure they do that, but this should be so temporary that no other thoughts should come to mind. Looking for a split second is very different than flirting, texting, emailing, FaceTime, phone calls, and all the other ways people find to be unfaithful. But I believe for the better or worse, many people are rewriting the rules of what fidelity means to them. To me, once you have to start making choices as to where your loyalties lies because of flirting, talking, texting, or any kind of physical contact that's gone too far, then you have a problem. Maybe I think of life in simple terms. A committed relationship has to be faithful when there is no negotiating that. A bed can be a lonely, cold place where no one wants to share with you for long because you are just not a loyal person. Remember, although life may bring you many storms, love always wins. Till next time, stay well.